A few common questions and practical clinical questions in practice. What about dose dense AC paclitaxel with trastuzumab? We know that dose dense ACT is the most common chemotherapy regimen utilized in node positive patients. What about that regimen plus trastuzumab?
It's being studied by the Memorial Group, and I believe that they have some data. And so far, they have not encountered untoward toxicity, to my knowledge, with the dose-dense AC followed by Taxol Herceptin specifically. But, it's still a small number of patients. There could still be rare cardiac complications that we just haven't seen yet because it hasn't been widely adopted. So I'm fearful that there will be immediate wide, adoption of dose-dense adjuvant chemotherapy with Herceptin. And we may only then learn after thousands of patients have been treated that there could be a problem. So, I really think it should be studied carefully first before it's widely adopted by the community. And those efforts are underway. But I think practicing clinicians could probably wait on the sidelines with this issue.